Hello, and welcome to the podcast from the British Association of Dental Nurses. My name is Kim McAllister, and in this podcast, I'm going to speak to the chair of the BADN, Jane Delgarno.
So, hello, everybody. My name is Jane Delgarno, and I'm current chair of the British Association of Dental Nurses. I'm delivering this podcast on behalf of our president, Jackie Elsdon, who is currently poorly with COVID-19. So on behalf of the association and the wider dental nursing profession, I wish her well in her recovery, as I know she is disappointed not to be passing on this information herself. As we know, the situation we all find ourselves in is very fluid and is constantly changing. And this is why I'm urging our dental nurse profession to update themselves on a regular basis using reliable sources, one of which is the BADN website. The information on the website is constantly updated as we receive it, and you can find any current information about COVID-19 at www.badn.org.uk. As BADN head office have been receiving a large volume of inquiries, and the information is in this podcast will state the facts as we know them as of today, the 22nd of April 2020.
Can general dental practices continue to see their patients, or is it just in emergencies?
No, the chief dental officers have categorically stated that no, all face-to-face contact must stop. However, dental practices may carry out remote triaging, so they carry out remote consultations, and this can be carried out by telephone or by video, but not face-to-face. So the process that practices are using at the moment is something called the 3 A's or the triple A's: advice, analgesics and antibiotics. So we already know that there's urgent dental care sites. Sometimes I think they're referred to as emergency dental hubs that are being set up, and in some areas they're already started delivering care should this be necessary.
Is it true that dentistry has been excluded from any financial support and that the dental nurses have to take annual leave for the duration of this crisis?
No, private practices are eligible to apply for the furlough scheme, whereby obviously individuals have to stay at home. They're paid 80% of their normal salary by their employer, who can then obviously apply for reimbursement from the government. Certainly in England, NHS practices will continue to receive their normal NHS funding on condition that they continue to pay their staff at normal rates and make every reasonable effort to encourage staff to volunteer for redeployment. Certainly mixed practices can apply to the furlough scheme in proportion to their private income. So in most circumstances, dental nurses should be receiving at least 80% of their salary, and certainly both letters of preparedness from the England Chief Dental Officer are available on the BADN website. And certainly in Scotland and Wales, NHS practices will be paid 80% of their income. And again, the letter from the Scottish Chief Dental Officer and the financial measures implemented are available at www.scottishdental.org. So in Wales, the All Wales Faculty for Dental Care Professionals have an excellent frequently asked questions section on their website, which is available at www.awfdcp.ac.uk/COVID-19. In Northern Ireland, information can be accessed at www.hscbusiness.services/service/3111.htm. And again, all of this information is available via the BADN website. Responding to the last part of the question regarding annual leave that you've just proposed, it's very clear that employment law states that if an employer is requiring an employee to take annual leave at a specific time, they must give you at least twice as much notice as the leave being specified. If your employer requires you to take 5 working days leave at a specific time, they must give you 10 working days notice. Your employer cannot tell you today that you have to take annual leave for an unspecified time starting tomorrow.
And what will redeployment mean for dental nurses?
So I think to start with, I just need to say that the redeployment document from NHS England is available also on the BADN website. So redeployment could mean working from an urgent dental care centre, or it could mean other areas of the NHS. It is not likely to involve relocating dental nurses to other parts of the country, to London or other areas to work in the Nightingale hospitals, as some employers have been telling their dental nurses, as this would contravene government instructions regarding unnecessary travel. Redeployed dental nurses should obtain written confirmation that they are covered by NHS indemnity. So dental nurses working in general dental practice have not, up till now, been considered NHS employees as they are not paid according to NHS pay scales. So they are denied access to things like the NHS pension scheme and they do not have an NHS ID card.
So if they are redeployed to work outside their general dental practices to assist in other areas of the NHS, will this change?
BDN have already raised this question with the Chief Dental Officers. It is certainly something we will be pursuing again with the Chief Dental Officers, the NHS and other relevant bodies once this crisis is over. BADN has campaigned for many years to have general practice dental nurses included in the NHS pension scheme, but have always received the same answer. General practice dental nurses are not employed by the NHS. They're employed by the practice which holds an NHS contract. Clearly, this matter will have to be revisited in the months to come.
There's a lot of conflicting information around, particularly on social media. Should dental nurses be taking any notice of this?
I would say a definitive no. As the Chief Dental Officer for England pointed out during a recent webinar, there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of speculation and a lot of rumour that's being circulated on social media, either through ignorance or in some cases with malicious intent. Sarah Hurley announced that some specific posts have been tracked back to a particular source and that appropriate action will be taken against those responsible. This is why BADN have made the decision to post information only on our website, our own Facebook page and our own Twitter account and not on any other social media forums. I'm aware of several of the dental groups or pages on Facebook where false information based on speculation and rumour is being circulated, lead to high levels of fear and anxiety amongst dental nurses. I should therefore like to say to all dental nurses, please stop visiting these sites and please stop sharing the information posted there as it is the equivalent of hearsay or gossip. So I would say please obtain your information from reputable sites such as BADN, which posts factual information from official sources with links to those sources, not the opinion of someone who may or worse does not actually know.
What is BADN doing to support dental nurses at this time?
So as the UK's Professional Association for Dental Nurses, we are providing updated information on our website, which is www.badn.org.uk, which is available to everyone, not just current members. As we are answering, understandably, an increased volume of calls and emails from dental nurses who are very worried about the current situation, about redeployment, about financial concerns and about self-isolation. We are happy in view of the seriousness of the current situation to answer queries from dental nurses who have not in the past supported the association through membership, although we would request that you remember after the crisis is over and we will get through this together that you receive support from us and seriously consider joining the BADN. So on the point of increased inquiries and that BADN staff are working from home, we would request that rather than phoning the BADN numbers, that dental nurses email their queries to inquiries@badn.org.uk. This will allow us to respond to your queries in a fair and efficient manner. Please do not use BADN's Facebook Messenger as a conduit for queries. If you do have to telephone BADN head office and you are connected to someone's voicemail, please do not hang up and then call again or hang up and call all other numbers in turn. All this does is jam up the system. If you are put through to voicemail, it's because the person you are calling is on another call. So just leave a message, speaking clearly and slowly, spelling out your full name, BADN membership number, if you are a current member, your question and your contact number. When you are connected to a member of the BADN team, please remember we are taking an unusually high number of calls. Pleasant and friendly as our staff are, and they enjoy talking to you, they are, as you can appreciate, very busy at this time. And we ask that you keep your call brief and to the point so that it is possible to deal with a greater number of calls. May I also mention that emails sent from BADN may be brief and to the point because they are dealing with an unprecedented number of inquiries. Likewise, may I also request that your calls are placed at reasonable times of the day. This is because calls are now being redirected to personal mobile phone numbers. Therefore, if I could request that calls are made during normal business hours, but not earlier than 9 a.m. or later than 7 p.m. This is to respect the fact that we have boundaries in place for staff who are working from home. Thirdly, on the theme, what is BADN doing? We cannot, of course, put non-BADN members through the various services offered to our current members. The legal helpline, the health and wellness hub, the counselling helpline and the BADN rewards scheme. As I'm sure you can appreciate, this will not be considered fair to those dental nurses who have demonstrated their professionalism by joining BADN, their professional association. BADN is funded solely through membership fees. However, in saying that, due to the prudent fiscal management over the years, we do have some financial reserves and have therefore been able to temporarily lower our membership fee to £30 until further notice. This allows those members who are facing financial shortfalls to renew their membership and to continue to take advantages of the services we offer, and will hopefully encourage those dental nurses now turning to BADN in a time of need to support their professional association by joining and benefiting from membership. For BADN members, the legal helpline offers initial legal advice to members. The health and wellness hub is particularly relevant in these stressful times, and BADN rewards offers a wide range of discounts and special offers. So of course, some of these offers, such as holidays or family day out, will not be appropriate this time. Others will certainly be useful for dental nurses and their families who may be facing financial difficulties over the coming weeks. Dental indemnity provider Trafalgar have agreed to extend renewing policies up to a maximum of 90 days at no additional cost. Now is probably a very good time to catch up on your CPD through the journal's back issues. And there are also templates available for logging your eCPD and personal development planning. Also on the website is information how to claim for universal credit and other ways to reduce your financial outgoings. BADN have been approached by moneysavingexpert.com to provide an overview of the situation in dentistry. So you could do this in five ways. Number one, staying up to date. So make sure that you read official sources of information, such as BADN and government websites, and do not be drawn in by fake news and gossip. Number two, by utilising your membership saving rewards. We all need to be particularly savvy with our outgoings at this time. Number three, volunteering for something, if you are able, as this gives a sense of belonging and structure to your day and will contribute to the national effect. Number four, maintaining professional standards. If deployed, demonstrate to others in healthcare that dental nurses are a valuable asset to the NHS and private sector during the COVID-19 pandemic. And lastly, BADN membership will also help to give you a sense of community and support. Thank you for listening.
If you have volunteered for redeployment and you are deployed, please send the BADN a couple of paragraphs on what you're doing, ideally with a photograph, including your name and location. Then they can publish it on their website, in their journal, and in the wider dental press. Please send your information and the picture to inquiries@badn.org.uk. Please put "I've been redeployed" in the email subject line. Thank you for listening.